The sun rises every morning, and so does the talented team at Look East, with fresh perspectives and innovative ideas. Look East is a full-service public relations agency that grows trust for their clients in food and agriculture, in their products, processes, people, and brands. It's all they do, and they do it like no one else can. So when you need someone who knows food and ag, someone you can count on, look to experience, look to leadership. Look East. Visit lookeast.com. With a Vermont GMO labeling bill set to go into effect at the beginning of July, negotiators in the Senate have yet to pass a bill that would create a national standard. The points of contention in the biotech labeling debate have been plentiful. Some want a mandatory label and some want it to be voluntary. Some want labeling directly on the package and others prefer disclosures such as a website phone number or QR code. But a rare point of agreement has been the desire to create a uniform national labeling standard rather than a multitude of state laws. While that may be a strong desire from many of the players involved, Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley told reporters last week that he is skeptical an agreement is on the horizon.
I had several discussions with a couple of the senators, and I won't name them, but I see it very difficult to get a compromise. That's the best I can tell you at this point. I hope something would develop this week that we could get something passed, but frankly, I doubt it.
The House passed a GMO labeling bill of its own last July, but Senate negotiators have been unable to come up with a compromise that could receive the necessary 60 votes to clear procedural hurdles. Much of the debate surrounding the issue has revolved around the issue of the consumer's right to know and a call for mandatory labeling. Andrew Walmsley with the American Farm Bureau Federation says that could lead to perception problems for food with biotech ingredients.
The consumer right to know talking point is bunk. I mean, that information is available today. Now, is there an easier way to convey that information to consumers? Absolutely. And I think that's something we're all working towards on trying to provide more transparency. I think you've seen some initiative out of groups like the grocery manufacturers and their members to do something like a smart label, which is a QR code or a website or a phone number.
The Vermont law goes into effect in about 3.5 weeks. In the meantime, many major food companies have begun to label their products to comply with that law. Critics of that law say it is currently functioning as a national GMO labeling standard. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.